Masechet Kelim, Perek, Kaf, Mishnah, Gimel. We'll talk about Kelim that cannot become Tameh, that are connected to Kelim that can become Tameh. When a Keli contains multiple parts, if one part becomes Tameh, the whole Keli becomes Tameh. That's only if the different parts are connected to each other. But if the parts are not considered to be connected, then one part becomes Tameh, while the other parts do not become Tameh. We'll have more clarity on that soon. A flat keli, that's metal, can become Tameh, but a flat wooden keli does not have the ability to become Tameh unless it has a container. But a flat wooden keli that's attached to a metal keli and it helps the metal keli function, then the wood keli is considered to be a handle, a yad to the metal keli, and the wood keli could become tameh just like the metal keli. We'll see how these laws or these klalim apply in detail. Mishnah says, makel she'asa'o bet yad le'kurdom. If a stick, a piece of wood, was made into a temporary handle for an axe, somebody took a axe blade and they put a stick into it to serve as a handle, but they never fastened the stick to the blade. Hibur letum'ah b'shat melacha. The stick is connected to the axe in terms of transference of tum'ah at the moment in time when they're working together, when they're in use. If a source of tum'ah touches the blade while the axe is being used, then both the handle and the blade become tameh as one unit. Even though the handle here is a piece of wood which cannot become tameh, since it's connected to the axe, it serves as its yad. When the axe is not being used, though, even though they're technically touching, the handle and the blade are not considered to be one entity, even if the stick is in it. And therefore, if a source of tum'ah touches the blade, only the blade would become tameh. If a source of tum'ah touches the handle, it would not become tameh at all because it's flat. It's a flat wooden object and does not have a container. So therefore, it cannot become tameh on its own. We'll now talk about a diostad, which was used when making thread. The frame here, the diostad, was a wooden stick that's held upright with two holes in it, one on top of the other. Rods were put into these holes, and the thread that was spun was wrapped around those rods. Hadiostad hibur letum'ah bishat melacha. The diostad is the parts of it are connected to each other with tum'ah only when someone's working with it. The diostad, again, metal rods and a wooden stick are parts of the same keli. So if one part becomes tameh, all of them become tameh, but only that's when it's being used. If it's not being used, even though the parts are all technically connected to each other, even if the metal rods are still in the wooden stick, we look at them as a separate entity. And therefore, if one part becomes tameh, the other parts do not necessarily become tameh. And part of this reason is the ostad is usually only assembled when it's being used. So the parts are connected only when it's being used. Keva'o bichlonas. If somebody put the diostad into a wooden post to support it, and one part of the diostad becomes tameh, tameh. The whole diostad becomes tameh. Here is the difference. Even when it's not being used, by attaching the diostad to wooden post, the owner is showing this is set. It's kavua. It's going to be here permanently, and therefore it's always considered to be connected even when not in use. But the post is not considered to be connected to diostad. The post does not help the diostad here in any way. It just makes everything set in place. So therefore, if the post becomes tameh, the diostad does not become tameh. The disconnected pieces, the post is a flat object made of wood that it's its own entity, and it cannot become tameh. So the diostad, even though it may become tameh, the post does not become tameh with it. We're mentioning here a wooden stick that was the central shaft of the deostad. Now we'll talk about a case where someone used a thick wooden post as the central shaft of the deostad. Would that change things? As opposed to a thin one, now it's a thick one. Asalo deostad, a person made a deostad, but it was a thick post that we're mentioning before. That was only the bottom part. Now it's the whole middle section that has the metal rods in it. He made holes in this big post, and he puts metal rods in these holes,
if the rods become tameh, en tameh ela sorko, only the parts of the post that are needed can become tameh. Only the parts of the post right next to the rods could become tameh. The rest of the post is not tameh. The post here is a yad to the deostad. It supports the metal rods and allows it to function. But the post here is much larger than what is needed. So the parts that are necessary that help the deostad become tameh, and they're considered to be a yad, but the parts that are not needed cannot become tameh. Kiseh shekeva o bichlonas, a chair that was attached by someone to a wooden post. Tameh, the chair could become tameh through tameh midras, tumat midras, but because it could still be used as a seat. Ve'eno hiburlo, the chair is not connected to the post for the laws of tumah, so the post, which is a wooden flat object, cannot become tameh. It's not a yad to the chair because it doesn't help the chair whatsoever function, and therefore it cannot become tameh with the chair. Asabo kiseh, if somebody made a seat in the post itself, he carved out a seat in the post, en tameh ela mekomo, only the place of the seat could become tameh, but not the rest of the post. The seat itself can become tameh through tumat midras because it's a seat. The rest of the post, even though it's a flat wooden object, cannot become tameh. It's not a yad to the seat because it doesn't help the seat function whatsoever. Keva'o bekorat betabad, if somebody attached a chair to the beam of an olive press, tameh, the chair could still become tameh through tumat midras. The chair is not used as a seat anymore because sitting on the chair would prevent you from using the olive press, but it's still a chair, and therefore it could become tameh through midras. Ve'en hiburla, but the chair is not connected to the beam. The beam, which is again a flat wooden object, cannot become tameh. Asa berosha kiseh, but if someone made a seat on top of the beam, he carved part of the beam on top into a seat, tahor, the whole beam, even the seat is tahor. Mipineshe omrin lo amod v'naaseh et milachtenu, because people say to him, to someone who's sitting on this chair, stand up from the seat so we could do our work with the olive press. The seat here would only be subject to tumat midras if it could be used as a seat while the person is using the object for its primary purpose. So if it has a different use, if someone sits on top of it and people are going to tell him here, get up, I have to use this for the primary use, which is the olive press here, then it's not considered to be a seat in terms of midrash. So here, sitting on the seat prevents the beam from being used to crush olives, and therefore, if a person sat on the seat, people are going to ask him to get up. So the carved seat is not considered to be a kiseh in terms of midrash.